sur les ondes la plus multiculturelle 96.1 FM La Parole Radio, la chaîne africaine en direct de Vancouver de la Colombie-Britannique au Canada live.
KMG, the most enthusiastic DJ of all time, bringing you the best of news and great music from the African world up to the Caribbean. Be ready, it's coming.
Ça flamme. Ah. Oh là là, mon pépé Maloba Yaba Nkoko. Ah, c'est ça, Eko Langalanga. Bonjour mes auditeurs, auditrices. Une fois encore, merci bien d'être au rendez-vous hebdomadaire de la semaine sur votre chaîne africaine La Parole 96.1 de la Colombie-Britannique, Vancouver, sur la côte ouest du Canada, avec votre animateur de toutes couleurs, DJ KMG. Wezo, welcome on board. Bon, le monde tout entier a célébré avec joie le changement de l'administration américaine, la réussite d'un premier noir américain élu pour la Maison Blanche, Barack Obama. La réussite du président élu américain Barack Obama est une fierté et la rêve de la communauté noire des siècles. Alors, sur Crossroads, une réflexion sur le début du parcours de la communauté noire et leurs rêves en Amérique pour bien comprendre ce qui est accompli cette semaine le 4 novembre dernier. Bah, la musique à travers le vieux continent, l'Afrique jusqu'aux Caraïbes. Alors, Maloba, Yakoko, Zaiko Langalaka du Grand Congo. On y va!
Sala Jar Mumbule
Esali se sekele o ya mwasi na mobali ya balo na kosemba semo na pinzoli na miso na kai na losambwe pa ya nzambe na mipesi na yo masha
peple muzombo mondiano
miso ya bato ekosa biso te tondika koyoka masenginya ozali mopanzi na nga Mase monte ma jata sango na nguya ya nzambe jino ibono toko longa Ya kalibe muka wasuka sika lilika
Makonda da Silva, maire de Genève
Eza lise sekeleo ya mwasi na mobali shiko Na kose mbase loyembo na pinzoli na miso nanga Na losa kwepa ya nzambe na mipesi na yo
José Kalemba, Gila Roche, Mukoko.
Miso ya bato eko sa biso te zoti kako yo kama senginya. Ozali mo panzila na olike, kanga se motemba. Nango ya yanzambe lebe ya lepo kolomba. Ya gana nitumba suka sena lilita.
Bebe Zushi, Donet.
Ibaluki bala moko, ibaluki bala bibale, mwana
96.1 FM, La Palabra, Vancouver's best Afrobeat.
Alina, that's the Grand Orchestra Baobab in Senegal. On y va. In few time, I'm going to be taking you back to the century, so many centuries before, back to 1664, to discover the root of what brought the victory of Obama in America a couple of last early this week on the 4th of November. I think we all have to know. To see this victory is not just for Africa, community, but for the world. It's a new beginning, for cornerstone for our world, the new direction the world want to go. Allez go!
Car tu es à moi, mon univers. Patricia du Cameroun. Que tous ceux qui sont fatigués se lèvent. Ah oui, car le feu, c'est le feu.
Je viens de vous envoyer de l'argent par
Western Union Money Transfer Service. Fast, reliable, and secure. With 4,000 agents in Canada and 300,000 worldwide.
Western Union, Money Transfer, c'est le moyen le plus sûr d'envoyer de l'argent partout dans le monde.
To send money online or find a location near you, log on to westernunion.ca.
Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. Bon, as-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin?
Abantu for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu, très cool. Voilà la bonne nouvelle de la presse écrite.
The Afro News, the voice of unity. Bringing you the news, ideas, and expressions from African communities around the world. The Afro News, the first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast.
Avec de la publication en français et en anglais.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
Yeah, bo, that is the root of all beginning music from Africa. I think today I'm going to be taking you back to the roots on the west coast of Africa, who early in the 1600 brought the first slave to the American land and become a big dream for all of us and through the continent, and become elected a first black American to be the president of the United States. I think we will reflect on this victory and bring the African perspective and for to the world, to how we've seen the new direction this world have taken. Listen to this beautiful music from Togo, Bobobo. Today, bring to your attention as we all reflect to the victory of the first elected African American Barack Obama to the White House. We celebrate the new President Barack Obama of the United States of America. I will take you back to the time of beginning to the discovery of America. This celebration is also the Remembrance Day for all who lost their life for the best cause. For our beautiful world we live in today. Now, economic development, trade evolution, new idea of prosperity, changing face, mass immigration, redefine new immigrant status in 21st century. On the 12th October 1492, the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus bring a new era to the world. This discovery make the European realize, think about prosperity, economic development, trade evolution, and changing the face of mass immigration. Even though the Europeans have a contact with Africa for their own way, the Portuguese, the Spanish and all other world. They all were in Africa working before America's discovery. But after America's discovery, they tried to be able to play a more role, and it came down to the new idea, looking for how they can develop this new America they discover. And they bring an idea for a labor, to people who can work on a land, to be able to develop this land. And they came to the idea in Africa, but this idea become more corrupt and be able to start to buy in people to be able to bring to the America. That brought the slave trade. The first slave arrived, the first people arrived, African war, in the mass ground arrived in 1619 at Virginia. And this slave work and have to fight their way through to be able to recognize as a people, as a human being. It was not easy fight. Difficult in for over a century. I've witnessed my own grand-grandfather who talked about this in 1996 before he died, 120 years old. That's the darkest moment for all mankind have to live through. But through their biggest effort, they overcome. In 1865, the Civil War ended in America. Lincoln assassinated and the 13th Amendment abolition of slavery through the United States. That means they are bigger victory. They are recognized now and they are free after they helped to fight the war in 1870. Now, that mass again is a new era for them after African American continue and those who are back in the continent try their way through to be able to become a free. It's never been easy to the black and the man of all the African or the black around the world. In 1954, it bring another movement, what they call an African-American Civil Rights Movement. But it became stronger, emotionally in 1955 and 1968. Those are the time of Martin Luther King and the other who fought tirelessly to be able to bring the idea to represent the United States of America and be part of the country for new development. As you all know, we lost Martin Luther King and other members through those times by assassinate and Kennedy and the other brothers. But African American never deny that energy who in their vein make sure they do their best to be able to have the voice and represent the world. That brought the father of Barack Obama to the United States to become to study, because we all learn the history in the school. This energy through Barack Obama's father arrived in America, but a young intellectual American to looking for way through. But do you remember that very day in America, there's a law say African and the rest cannot become together. But in the meaning of love, Barack's mother fall in love with Barack's father and pregnant, and going to have a Barack Obama today. We have a president. That's a big achievement too, because woman being denied to be pulled down. Yeah. Coming to the today victory, I will celebrate. As we all know, the right to vote overcome by many, many challenges. The right to be citizen overcome by many, many challenges. All the law, all those movements start from the United States, as we all reflect on that. Today, on the 21st century, Barack Obama, the first African-American elected president, is the beginning of our 21st century way toward the future. I think from people witness war and First World War, Second War, they are the cornerstone what you can remember. We are witness now what the world have to go the better direction and peaceful world, and be able to have an accountable young educated people to be able to represent us in all level. Will all the country around the world, around the globe, have seen this change and will continue to persevere for the better. I brought this to your attention because I realized a couple of people doesn't understand what this victory means. Let's enjoy this beautiful music from the old town of the slavery from Africa. Yes, we can. As a woman being a part of this world and always going to be part of this world, I think it's a unity voice and prosperity and abundance. We can all make a difference to make sure say, this world become a better place for all of us. No one is different. We are part of the beauty of this world bring. We are not different from those flower, beautiful flower we got in our garden. It's the color or those idea of color is just something who we bring to the base of our world. I think from this time, for this day, for this moment on, as we witness the change we have come to bring to ourselves, no one can ever leave any corner of the world to always care about their prosperity or to make the best for themselves. I encourage you all who choose any place in the world to be the voice of prosperity, good spirit, and make a better place this world for our next generation, our children, and the children. We witness in the beginning of the 21st century, the wonderful things who happen to us, our generation, is this. And I encourage you, our God, all to be able to continue this direction and push all elected government to do the same as United States do. Whole world follow United States. I think these are the best signs we ever witnessed. I leave that to you. This is KMG. This is La Palabra Radio Production. And we want you guys to continue listening to this program and bring you back to time. This is the history, and go back to the history book, go to all library to read about this beginning. Enjoy the day. Happy Remembrance Day for all who fought for the better for our world. Thank you. Lucky Dube from South Africa. Keep listening. We have a couple of images arrived from France. We have a couple of our listeners who are listening through there, and they would like to participate today. I will be giving the chance for them to you in a few minutes. And we have the editor of the Afro News here, the in chief of the Afro News here, who have a point of view on this issue. Oliver Lucky Dube.
l'actualité africaine de la semaine.
De Afro News, Abdoulaye Wade, le chef de l'État sénégalais, a profité de l'élection de Barack Obama à la tête de la Maison Blanche pour accuser jeudi la France de vouloir fermer la porte de l'Europe et de la France aux Noirs. Le président s'en est pris en pacte européen pour l'immigration et l'asile, a daté le 16 octobre, qui durcit la politique migratoire en Europe. La ANC dirigée par Jacob Zuma domine le paysage politique sud-africain. Détenant une majorité absolue d'environ 110% au Parlement, la scission de l'ANC a été provoquée par la décision du comité directeur du parti de révoquer fin septembre le chef de l'État, Thabo Mbeki, au profit de Zuma. Le parti décide du Grand Congrès National Africain ANC au pouvoir en Afrique du Sud s'appellera le Congrès du Peuple, a annoncé jeudi l'un de ses chefs, Mbizima Siloa. Les 10 otages élevés en large du Cameroun vendredi dernier sont tout en vie, a assuré jeudi un membre du groupe rebelle qui les détient, démentant la mort d'un des captifs annoncés veille. Ibi Dari, commandant du Conseil de défense et de sécurité du Delta du Niger, avait affirmé mercredi qu'un otage avait été tué lors d'une opération avortée menée par des commandos nigériens. Les 4 employés de l'ONG française Action contre la faim et les 2 pilotes qui les accompagnaient ont été amenés jeudi par leurs ravisseurs dans la région de Selbourg, à 250 km au nord de la capitale Mogadiscio. Il avait été pris en otage mercredi à 100 km plus nord. « Nous ne connaissons pas l'identité des ravisseurs et leurs mobiles », a déclaré Mohamed Ouga, un chef coutumier du Douvous Maraeb. Les autorités somaliennes ont demandé leur liberté immédiate et inconditionnelle. Plus de 150 journalistes soudanais ont entamé mardi à Khartoum une grève de la faim d'au moins de 24 heures. 3 quotidiens nationaux, Araj Orous, Al Madain et Raï Chayab, ont par ailleurs décidé de suspendre temporairement leur parution. Les journalistes reprochent au gouvernement de s'ingérer dans leur travail alors que la constitution soudanaise garantit les libertés d'expression et de presse. L'organisation humanitaire Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, présente en Côte d'Ivoire depuis 18 ans, a quitté vendredi ce pays d'Afrique de l'Ouest. Dans un communiqué, MSF explique ce départ par un retour au calme et la normalisation des relations entre le pouvoir et l'opposition. MSF a cédé ses activités aux officiers ivoiriens, dont le programme d'appui à l'hôpital de Bangolo, à l'ouest du pays. MSF s'était installé en Côte d'Ivoire depuis 1990, en pleine guerre de Libéria, pour aider les réfugiés qui arrivaient massivement de la frontière ouest du pays. Un sommet international sur le règlement du conflit à l'est de la République démocratique du Congo s'ouvre jeudi à Nairobi, au Kenya. Les travaux ont débuté sous l'égide du Ban Ki-moon, secrétaire général de l'ONU, ainsi qu'en présence de plusieurs chefs de l'État africains. Jacob Joseph Kabila, président de la RDC, et Paul Kagame, président de Rwanda, ont accepté d'y participer alors que les relations diplomatiques de leurs deux pays sont tendues. Les discussions porteront sur les combats qui déchirent le nord du Kivu, province de l'est du pays, et sur les solutions pour tenter de résoudre la crise. C'était une semaine d'actualité sur le continent africain, sponsorisée par The Afro News, Voice of Unity, TheAfroNews.com.
La palabra africaine.
C'était l'actualité africaine sur 96.1 sur FM.
Patrick Saint-Éloi. Today we honor all and remember all those who fight hard for our world to be the better place we live today. We celebrate our great-grandmother's slave who arrived in America, who have fought very hard for the freedom we have today. We remember them. Oniva! We have a chance to have one of our listeners from France who is listening and Lille who is listening to this show and try to be able to participate. Allô, bonjour, bonsoir, monsieur.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Nous avons l'honneur à qui, monsieur?
Albert Houdon de Paris.
Albert, comment va?
Très bien, ça se passe bien.
Bon, aujourd'hui, nous sommes en train de célébrer la victoire du premier noir américain qui est élu au pouvoir en Amérique, à la Maison Blanche, Barack Obama. Quelles sont les perspectives de joie et quelle est comment est-ce que la communauté noire a réagi en Paris et tout en Europe?
Bah, je crois que dans toute l'Europe, la communauté noire a bien pris cette décision. On était tous scotchés à nos télévisions, à nos postes télé. Il y en a qui ont veillé pour avoir ces informations à 5h du matin chez nous. Donc vous imaginez ce que c'est de veiller en semaine pour attendre cet événement à 5h du matin, quoi. Donc c'est le cri partout, c'est la délivrance pour nous. Bah c'est surtout je dirais un exemple pour la communauté noire qui est surtout bloquée dans ses activités ici. Ici nous avons beaucoup de jeunes diplômés issus de l'immigration qui n'ont pas accès à certains postes. Disons les choses telles qu'elles sont. Nous avons des politiciens qui sont dans des partis politiques chez nous qui peuvent pas aller de l'avant parce juste à cause de leur couleur de peau. Donc tous ces mondes-là ont attendu cet événement avec grande ferveur et beaucoup de joie. Donc
est-ce qu'on pense un jour que le monde noir en Europe peut changer et les politiques du changement du 21e siècle peut changer en Europe, spécialement en France?
Bah, je crois que ce qui s'est passé aux États-Unis va faire réfléchir la communauté française déjà. À dire que tiens, si c'est arrivé aux États-Unis, c'est que ça peut arriver chez nous. Donc, on a toujours de l'espoir. Parce que le problème Obama, c'est pas juste une couleur de peau, c'est aussi la compétence de la personne. Ça, il faudrait pas qu'on l'oublie. Obama, c'est surtout sa compétence. Le mec, il est intelligent. Donc, c'est ça d'abord. il faut aussi que nous ayons ces potentiels-là. Et je suis sûr que dans toute la France, dans toute la région parisienne, je dirais déjà, il y a des gens qui ont beaucoup de potentiel et qui sont bloqués. Donc, à partir de là, je crois que la couleur de peau, pour moi, c'est secondaire. C'est les potentiels d'abord. Donc, je crois que dans quelques années, bon, on pourra avoir à des postes très élevés des Obama. En France aussi, je l'espère beaucoup.
On vous remercie infiniment. Aujourd'hui, on célèbre, je peux dire, nos grands-grands-grands-parents qui sont arrivés en Amérique comme esclaves et que la jeunesse a continué à rêver pour qu'un jour, on a puisse avoir un avenir meilleur. Aujourd'hui, nous avons pu gagner cet rêve-là. Donc, c'est le rêve de tout le monde, c'est le rêve de la communauté noire, c'est le rêve du monde. Donc, vous remercie infiniment.
Il n'y a pas de quoi. Allez, bon courage à vous.
Merci bien.
Ciao. Et merci beaucoup. Ouais. Au revoir.
Au revoir. That was Albert Hundo, one of our listeners in Europe, Paris, who just tried to bring his point of view of the first African-American Barack Obama elected at the White House. On y va!
Que ça difficile, on nous pas parler de ça. Ou c'est dit nous jouer le tout temps, mais c'est pas nous qui a commandé la vie. Ou ça nous pas tel droit, ou tu nous prends même sans cela, nous pas qu'à chiller là, nous qui arrive, là nous qu'amène à nous. Me commander, camoura, tous les jours, tout le temps, même un petit moment.
Hello, papa, je viens de vous envoyer l'argent par...
Western Union Money Transfer Service. Fast, reliable, and secure. With 4,000 agents in Canada and 300,000 worldwide.
Western Union Money Transfer, c'est le moyen le plus sûr d'envoyer de l'argent partout dans le monde.
To send money online or find a location near you, log on to westernunion.ca.
Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde.
Bon, as-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin? Abantu?
Abantu, for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu? Très cool.
Voilà, la bonne nouvelle de la presse écrite.
The Afro News, the voice of unity. Bringing you the news, ideas, and expressions from African communities around the world. The Afro News, the first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast.
Avec de la publication en français et en anglais.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
Angélique Kidjo du Bénin. We have the editor-in-chief of the Afro News, the only newspaper in the Afro community. 24 years served this community on the west coast of Canada. She have her point of view for us on this elected President Barack Obama, first African-American in the White House. Hello, Madam Jadrin. How do you feel? How do you receive this election about the first African-American, Barack Obama? As you say, you are rooted, come from South Africa.
First of all, I'd like to say good morning, Honore, and thank you for having me on the show. I feel extremely delighted, elated, and very excited about Barack Obama's election to the president seat, and now being part of a global community and where he will also allow us to become more united as a world, as a people. Having grown up in South Africa as a child and living through the apartheid years, never in my lifetime did I think that I would see apartheid law being abolished. And that in itself was a victory. And then when I was sitting here listening to your show and thinking and reflecting on all the years that have gone by and all the changes that have taken place in the world with respect to the Great Wall of China coming down, with respect to the borders of between Eastern Germany and Western Germany being broken down. And yes, it took, you know, perhaps many years for the people to be accepting of each other. And even today, they're still not accepting of each other. And I think this past week has really just given us an indication of hope. It's really given me an indication and feeling of, wow, we have come a long way. And I am so happy that the American people who, you know, and America is still the forerunners of the world, no matter what their problems are, no matter what the ups and downs are, but they now have shown the world that they are ready for change. And they, you know, they now have a president that is going to bring that to them. For me, it was... I have my reservations also because in the many wars that have been fought over the years and in the many wars that are still being fought today, it's not, it's people against people, it's man against man. So Barack Obama will really have his work cut out for him because not even people, even though people say they support him, this is where he is going to see the true side of humankind. So for us, true followers and supporters of the great work that he promised he's going to do, and we know he will do, he really needs to have our full support. I've seen it firsthand when I was living in South Africa with respect to the change that had taken place there. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle not only for the people that were prosperous and perhaps they feel that that opportunity was taken away from them, but it's also a struggle for those people that want to strive for prosperity that never had the opportunity to do so. So it's going to be, it's exciting, but yet at the same time, it is also something that we need to be consciously aware that it's not going to be an easy task going forward. So he needs to have our full support worldwide, globally, and here as we do continue to do our work in our communities, let's all band together and tear down those walls of racism and tear down those walls of animosity against man, and let's help and support each other, encourage each other, mentor each other to really become a united force in a united world. Thank you.
We thank you so much to be part of the show today. As you know, today for me it's a great joy, not only because I've witnessed my great grandfathers too and my great grandmothers who respectively 126 years before they died. They spoke very highly for their lifetime, what they have seen, and then today become from a jungle town to be in America, be on a radio, try to do my best to witness myself to be growing like a person. I think this is the most proudest day for remember those days, and then I think we are trying our best to make this world a better place. We thank you so much, and to be the chief editor for the Afro News.
Thank you for having me.
Sejedo is the voice of elders, and it's a great time for us to be able to be here and enjoy ourselves, to be able to reflect for all our great grandfathers. This is La Palab. This is Angelique Kidjo from Benin.
Écoutez La Palab Radio sur les ondes 96.1 avec KMG.
Africano! This program brought to you by The Afro News. The Afro News Community, only newspaper for 25 years of the community, official newspaper in the west coast of Canada. Subscribe this paper to support them, just $30 annually. TheAfroNews.com. You can subscribe the paper through there or grab the paper through all the community library around town. On y va, Africando! We're almost arriving at the end of the show today. It's a great joy to be here, great joy to remember all those who fought very hard for our better world we live today. If you are looking forward to go and enjoy yourself tonight, the scale of the memory, Les Écailles de la Mémoire, they have a show tonight at Vancouver Playhouse, located in the corner of the Hamilton and Densmore. It's a beautiful show from New York to Africa. They're going to be having a dance for you, organized by the Culture Club. We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambition must be broad enough to include the inspiration and needs of others, for the sake and for our own. Cesar Chavez, 1927 and 1983. I think those are my words for you tonight. Continue to do the wonderful job. If you want to reach me, 604-639-7890, anytime. We thank the Afronews for their wonderful work. Support them by subscribing to the paper, just $30 a year. TheAfronews.com, or go along all the library to be able to pick your paper. Ciao. God bless you all.
ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde.